Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here with you, and thank you, Father Guidry, for the privilege of coming to be with you all this morning on the 4th of July weekend, as well as here in my home parish, where I also served as the associate pastor before joining the military. For those on the radio, I'm Father Brad Guillory, native of Vedrine, Ville Platte, Evangeline Parish, and of Queen of All Saints, and a chaplain in the United States Air Force. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers. One of the stories of antiquity from our faith is these letters that were written back and forth from St. Augustine and St. Jerome, two fathers of the church. One who was much older, Jerome, who translated the scriptures from what was then Hebrew and Greek into the vulgar tongue, the tongue of the people, which was Latin. Imagine that Latin was the commoner's language at one time. And Augustine there in North Africa in Hippo, working to compile the scriptures together. One day Augustine writes Jerome because they had a lot of heated arguments, they had a lot of tete-a-tetes. And Augustine wrote Jerome and said, "My friend, let's put our differences aside and play together in the fields of scripture as brothers in harmony." Jerome wrote back and said, I'll clean up his language, basically, "You little snot, I am much your senior. You don't know Greek. You don't know Hebrew. You barely know Latin, which you claim to be your native tongue. And you want to be a scripture scholar? Children play in the field. Men work, period." The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. Often this passage is used to remind us of the need for priestly vocations and to the consecrated life. And we do, when we pray for priests and consecrated life, many which have come out of our own families from this parish and from our town. But sometimes we can see holiness as a mere reward for a select few, do we not? Many wonder why, and when will my turn come? When will God answer my prayers? When will I achieve that level I so desire? Who are these laborers in the vineyard? Who are these working for the Lord? Is it only the clergy? The monks, the nuns, the religious? No. All of us are called from the beginning when we were baptized. And it's fortified in all the other sacraments, especially in the sacrament of marriage and holy orders, these sacraments of vocation and vows of consecrated life. Often we are uneasy, and it seems uneasy, to talk about our Catholic faith, or we're hesitant to even evaluate our own practice of it. It's easy to fall into a temptation that somehow this responsibility to labor in the vineyard or to be vigilant is someone else's responsibility. We want someone else to do the X, Y, and Z, or the do, re, mi for us. We think that sometimes our salvation may happen merely by checking off the box of Sunday, and that's all I have to do. Such behavior would baffle those who died for our Catholic faith that we claim to possess. There was something that fortified these two saints we just spoke of to be able to speak to each other even like that, and put with love for one another. There's something there that is so awesome and so vivifying. We are called to abundant life, an abundant life with Christ that led these 72 to go out and see all these wonders, not because, oh, it was only reserved for a few, But God gave them, our Lord Jesus gave them a mission to go out amongst all. That vocation, that calling that each of us share and have flows from the assumption that God is a loving God, that He exists, that He knows us, He loves us, He cares for us, He orders things in our life by His providence that we may be saved, and we will see Him on the other side. A God who calls us into His vineyard, not just a select few, but all of us in a special way. Each of you, each of us, have an adventure that is our own uniquely and no one else's. And if it is not done, we'll have mission failure, which is not an option. It's daunting, but it's exciting when you think about it, is it not? How cool that is. To answer the call to God's work in the harvest is not some pious ideal, far away that we can never achieve and way out there, but here amongst us, an encounter and an ongoing conversion with the reality of God who seeks you. Oh, we want to find God, but God is on the search for each and every one of us. That's the radicalness of our faith. The reality that God seeks you to be fully alive, to be something more, to strive for what He created you to be. Even when we do not know it, sometimes when we don't want it, and even when no one realizes it. Look at what He has done in your life, in all of us. I can only share with you just some of my stories in this year and a half of being a chaplain since I left you. Many ask, Father, oh, it's nice, you must say Mass for people. I do. I take care of my Catholic community, and I take care of all of my military members. Someone saw me this week in my uniform and said, oh, you look cute. And I said, this is no costume. I put through a lot. I understand to my fellow military members, I understand. None of us wear that as a costume. You know, and I know, and we all know. But just a little insight of what it is to defend our First Amendment rights to the free exercise of religion, and what that means to uphold that for all. As I've had people come up to me once, two stories. One is someone told me they were pagan. Can you help me? And I said, well, how can I help you? What do you need? I'm not a witch and I don't worship the devil. And I said, I know you're not a witch and I know you don't worship the devil. But I'm not a biblical pagan. I know what you're saying. How can I help you? She says, you know this, but they don't. And I said, you realize you're coming to the Catholic priest? She says, yes, Father, but you're my chaplain. I know you understand where I'm coming from. Our job is to meet people where they are and serve them in their need. I just got back from a deployment, and when I drove 2.5 hours down a dirt road, which is a dirt road as we understand it, is a superhighway compared to the one we rode down. Got there and one person told me, chaplain, it's good to see you, but I don't go to church, so you can't do anything for me. I said, well, if not going to church is going to help you complete the mission, then I don't ever want to see you there. It's my job to make sure you don't go. He says, what? He says, I'm here to help you to be the best you can be. Oh, then that's great, because now, oh, you're my chaplain. Come on, sir, we're going to go and build a building. I was working with engineers laying block, and I laid block and painted buildings and everything right alongside them. And then ultimately the joy, not just as a chaplain, but as a Catholic priest, when someone says, I've been deployed and in the service for 22 years and I've never had a priest with me. And not just with you as on the side, but wearing the same uniform, doing the same job. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. This is just my story. You all have a story. Do not be afraid to tell it. For we're in a great struggle for the souls of all people and even our nation. Just as our freedom is not free, and we as Americans are called to bolster that Declaration of Independence that we respect this weekend, our Catholic faith deserves no less. Give to Jesus not what you wish you could be, but who you are and where you are and what you know you need to be. Open the whole of your life to that goodness which will expel the darkness that weighs us all down and has us confused. Do not be afraid. Be willing to stand alone, or even stand together, as often we feel so alone, but without apology for the truth, for basic human values. Be willing to suffer with Christ if necessary, and it will be for your salvation and that of the whole world. And as the choir sang so beautifully for us, Alleluia, let the peace of Christ control your hearts. And let the word of Christ dwell richly within you. Rise to the potential he has given you. Be laborers in the harvest. And don't leave it to someone else. Each of you has a call. Each of you has a mission. We all do. And we all fulfill our part. How awesome it can be. As we prefer nothing whatever to Jesus Christ, that he can bring us to everlasting life. Amen.